Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 24th. You'll be interested to know, 33 years ago, today in 1991, the American alternative rock group Nirvana released its breakthrough album, Nevermind. This album helped make grunge an international phenomenon and gave voice to Generation X. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets from Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings, conditions will be glassy with light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Friday morning will also be glassy, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair this morning until 11 a.m. at 2 feet. After that, it's looking pretty choppy. But it might turn fair again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5-foot outgoing low tide, when the northwest swell is a half foot at 18 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 foot at 5:45 a.m., with a 3.5-foot low tide at 7:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:41, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to partly sunny skies with a high near 70. Expect a light west wind. Tonight, we'll see more patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies with a low of 65. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Saturday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny with highs around 68 to 69. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Chaparral Lands Conservancy is moving forward with an extensive plan for habitat restoration in the Delmar Mesa Preserve. This plan identifies 19 potential locations for restoring damaged vegetation while also promoting recreational activities that protect sensitive species. Presenting to the San Diego Parks and Recreation Board on September 19th, Mark Berninger, the natural resource manager, praised the Conservancy's partnership with the city, noting 5 successful restoration projects since 2010. The Conservancy recently signed a 25-year license agreement with the department, aiming to secure grant funding and obtain a grading permit to continue these vital projects. Now on to sports. Last night on Monday Night Football, we got a doubleheader filled with action. The Buffalo Bills routed the Jaguars 47-10, with Josh Allen throwing 4 touchdown passes and leading Buffalo to a dominant victory. The Bills' defense stifled Trevor Lawrence, keeping Jacksonville winless on the season. Meanwhile, the Washington Commanders held off a late rally from the Cincinnati Bengals to win 38-33. Washington's Jaden Daniels threw 3 touchdown passes, including a key late strike to Terry McLaurin that sealed the victory. Joe Burrow's 436 passing yards weren't enough for the Bengals, as Washington's defense came up big when it mattered most. Both the Bills and Commanders moved to 2-1 on the season, while the Jaguars remain winless, and the Bengals fall to 0-3. Fans are already looking ahead to next week's matchups as teams continue to jockey for position early in the season. In local sports, last night, the Padres were off, but they will return to action tonight as they head to Los Angeles to face the division-leading Dodgers. Michael King will take the mound for the Friars, while Landon Knack will start for the Dodgers. The Padres, currently sitting at 90-66, aim to close the gap in the NL West standings. First pitch is set for 7:10, and the Padres will aim to continue their push for a strong playoff position as the season nears its end. In top news, a key inflation report is set to be released on Friday, with forecasters predicting the annual inflation rate will decline to 2.2% in August, down from 2.5% in July. Price increases for goods and services have settled to pre-pandemic levels, following a surge that began in 2021. Officials at the Federal Reserve, confident in price stabilization, have cut interest rates to support the economy. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is expected to report a 2.3% year-over-year increase in the cost of living, reflecting a significant deceleration from the highs of June 2022. In business news, investing wisely requires patience and discipline, traits that are essential yet challenging to maintain. Surprisingly, the leading path to millionaire status for Americans does not rely on savvy real estate deals or early startup investments. Instead, it is achieved through consistent and automatic contributions from paychecks into retirement accounts. A recent report from Fidelity reveals a record number of 401k millionaires on its platform. However, the investing landscape can be distracting, as rising markets may tempt investors to treat the stock market like a casino, exemplified by the growing popularity of leveraged and inverse exchange traded funds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,100. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have captured Earth's climate over the last 485 million years, revealing a history of wild shifts and far hotter temperatures than previously understood. This ambitious effort, published in the journal Science, combines over 150,000 pieces of fossil evidence with advanced climate models. The data shows a strong link between carbon dioxide levels and global temperatures. At its peak, Earth's average temperature may have reached 96.8 degrees Fahrenheit. These findings highlight the urgent challenges posed by human-induced climate change, according to researcher Emily Judd. And in entertainment news, True Detective is gearing up for its fifth season, officially titled Night Country. The anthology series, which first captivated audiences in 2014 with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, recently reignited interest after Jodie Foster won the series' first acting Emmy. HBO's content chief, Casey Bloys, provided updates in a recent post-Emmys discussion. Although showrunner Issa Lopez has yet to confirm if Night Country will remain in the title. With the fourth season surpassing the original's viewership, fans are eager to see what surprises await in this new chapter. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.